The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. And today we are taking a look at what's happening in the markets after that big sell-off earlier in the week. To help us get a bigger picture, we've got Stephen Innes. He is the managing partner for VM Markets, speaking to us from Bangkok. Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great as well, Stephen. So looks like markets feeling a bit better, and you are seeing markets taking a bit of respite this morning after that big sell-off at the start of the week. So, Stephen, I just want to get your thoughts. Has it been a bit of overreaction to what's been happening in the past few days with China weakening its currency and the U.S. labeling China a currency manipulator?
You know, I wouldn't go as far as saying overreaction because the markets are still very nervous. There's a lot of jitters in the markets, and I think it's really emanating from the PBOC's intervention on the currency. That is the sort of elephant in the room right now, where the yuan is actually going to find some stable. It looks like we are acceleration towards an all-out trade war, or even an all-out currency war is being averted, at least for the moment, and I'll stress at least for the moment, because we're not sure what's going to happen. At the best of times, the PBOC policies are quite vague. Although they've told the line that they're not going to use the yuan as a weapon in these escalating trade wars, there's no uncertainty here. What they've done really is proven that they can actually control global markets by nudging the yuan. So are they going to accelerate this, or are they going to pull back? I think it really comes down to how the U.S. are going to address these negotiating terms, because certainly at least this phase of the escalation of trade war, in my view, it certainly appears that China has the upper hand of things right now.
That's right, Stephen. So talking about controlling the markets, overnight we had Larry Kudlow, the chief White House economic advisor, saying the reality is we would like to negotiate. And he also said things could change with respect to tariffs. Do you think the move by China was strategic in the sense that there seems to be now a bit of compromise from the U.S.? So they are giving way somewhat.
I think it was a welcoming comment from Larry Kudlow, but ultimately the decision rests with President Trump, and I don't think he's about to lose any face in this argument. That's the problem. It becomes a political affair now, where the president will actually appeal to his more aggressive trade war hawkish constituents. So I don't think he wants to back off. I think there's an actual movement, or is an anti-China movement among his base that wants to see this escalation go on, and he may just continue to take this course, despite the fact that it might weigh negatively on the U.S. markets. However, we have to look at the U.S. markets as a whole. They've actually survived the first phase of trade wars quite well relative to what the rest of the world has. And right now, we can see the market really focusing on the worst-case scenarios, where we haven't really focused back on the negative growth aspect of things. Right now, we're more worried about currency markets, and that seems to be dominating the factor, whereas we haven't really addressed the growth scenarios. And this may become more obvious later on, and this could swing the pendulum back to the U.S.'s favor.
All right, we are chatting with Stephen Innes. He's the managing partner at VM Markets. So, Stephen, I'm getting a sense that there's still nervousness in the markets. And with all this uncertainty in the backdrop, you've got Brexit also hanging there, and earnings winding down. So it seems to suggest that there is still support for safe haven plays. But I think I understand that you've just cut your long position in gold after holding on to it for more than a year. What's your thinking there? Where are prices of gold heading?
Yeah, I'm actually second-guessing that move right now. I was expecting a more of a rebound on the U.S. dollar overnight along with its equity markets. Equity markets improved, yes. The dollar sort of improved a little bit. But looking at U.S. interest rates, they accelerated lower a lot quicker than the rest of the world. This tells me that gold is going to remain in favor here because of the lower U.S. interest rates. The quicker move lower in U.S. interest rates, what I think is negative for the U.S. dollar. So I'm sort of reevaluating here. And this is the thing about trading in these environments. We take one signal, we honor rules and signals, but we also have to reevaluate. So I'm actually looking to get back into gold again, as I think, looking at the overall landscape here, I don't think trade wars are about to leave the picture anytime soon. I think the Fed is going to be forced to come more aggressively dovish. And in turn, I think that's going to provide, air under safe havens for primarily the yen, primarily the Swiss franc, and also gold. So I'm looking to get back into gold on dips again.
All right. So you're very disciplined to keep to your targets, Stephen. All right. Looking at what's also interesting, Stephen, is that safe haven play in the Thai baht. And you are talking to us from Thailand, so maybe it's time for you to stock up on baht. It's up over 5% versus the US dollar this year. It's Southeast Asia's best performing currency. So quite interesting if you consider that the Thai currency was at the root of the Asian financial crisis in 1997. What's happening to the Thai baht? Isn't a stronger currency going to be bad news for tourism and exports?
Ultimately, you can see the tourist ministry, along with the BOT, actually trying to walk back some of this aggressive aggression into the Thai baht demand. However, it's really coming from a number of centers. One, local Asian demand is quite high as it's being viewed as a safe haven from two factors. One, it's got a huge, strong current account, which is very, very positive in, as a safe haven play. It's also backed fundamentally by gold. So as gold goes up, it actually correlates well into the Thai baht. But again, harping back to the tourism issue, it's still strong, even though it's waning a little bit. It's still supporting the economy because, you know, Europeans still like to come to Thailand. Although, you know, the Thai currency is a little bit stronger, it's not deterring the tourism industry coming from Europe, although it's probably denting it a little bit in Asia because of that. However, it still remains relatively strong, so it does remain an overall safe haven play in this wave of negativity around the Asian currency landscape right now.
All right, Stephen, if I look ahead in terms of what's on the radar, right, you've got the Brexit deadline October 31st and the US tariffs kicking in on 1st September and earnings winding down. There seems to be a lack of catalysts in the markets to look out for. What are you looking out for and how do you position your portfolio right now? Is it a time to sit on your hands or buy on the dips?
Well, you know, I think not buying the dip has proven costly to all the naysayers if we look back to last December. So I think there's obviously, we're looking at central bank backstops, which should remain quite sturdy. So there is opportunity. The key here is if we look at the last meltdown we had, trade-induced meltdown in May, it actually extended for 4 weeks. So we're being a little bit cautious here. You know, we haven't seen the big down cycle move that we saw back in May. I think this is because of two factors. One, diminishing risk-off returns to escalating trade. And what I mean by that is the market's becoming a little bit more desensitized. So in other words, they know that the market's going to rebound again, so they remain buyers, gingerly buying on dips. But I think this is the overall central bank backstop where the feds will come riding to the rescue, the PBOC likewise. This is supporting the underlying risk environment, so I don't think things are going to get too out of hand. But in the meantime, we have to be cautious, knowing that we could have a further escalation in trade war, given that, you know, the fact Donald Trump could raise to 25% on $300 billion. From 10%. So that's the risk. So we have to be very, very cautious in this environment.
Okay, thank you so much for your time this morning, Stephen. We've been chatting with Stephen Innes. He is the managing partner at VM Market. Stephen, have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Ryan. Talk to you soon.
Yep, talk to you soon.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.